be glad to. This is an email that a friend of ours, their daughter, wrote. The father got involved on the internet in a pornographic site, ended up going to a chat room and met a woman and walked out on his family, his wife of 25 years, and his daughter would later write him this email when he wanted to continue his relationship with his children unchanged, in spite of the fact that he refused to come home. And she says, "I cannot comprehend the sincerity of anything you say anymore, Dad. You say that you love me, yet you knowingly hurt both me and my family. You say that you would die for me, but you are unwilling to live for me. You say that you miss me, yet it is you who left and abandoned me. I'm learning that words are a cheap commodity, especially your words. I'm angry with you for living a lie of deception and for going against everything you've ever taught me to be true and right. I disrespect you as a man, a husband, and as a father. You are a coward for not being willing to sacrifice something for the love of your own children. More than anything, I pity you. I pity you for throwing your life away for lust. You had every earthly thing a man could dream of, a loving family, two adoring children, a wonderful job, respect in our community, and all the possessions you could ever want. Yet you had a void in your life. Instead of filling that void with Christ, you allowed sin to fill it. You are caught inside a cloud of deception. I hurt for you because I know that one day you will look back at your life and realize that you lost everything for nothing. And I'm afraid for you because I know that God will deal with your sin in His time, and that will be far worse than any earthly punishment or grief you could encounter. You're in a dangerous position by not fearing the Lord. I cannot allow you back into my life until you have a change of heart. As much as it hurts me to push you away, I believe that it is necessary for my healing. I don't believe that my brother and I are really a necessity in your life as you claim. I recall the many times while growing up that you convinced us that a parent could not desire anything more than the love from his own children. Obviously, you've changed your mind, if you really ever meant those words in the first place. You seem to have no problem trading us for a replacement person. No matter how many times you say you love me, I cannot believe the words without seeing the actions. As disappointed and upset as I am, I will not cease to pray for you. I will pray that God will soften your heart. I will pray that you will not find the true peace or contentment until you are right with God. I will pray that one day, before we die, you will have a change of heart and lifestyle and that our relationship can be renewed. I will pray that in time, God will grant me the grace to forgive you. In the meantime, I will learn to live again. I will learn to trust and depend on the Lord to be my Father. I am thankful that God is a Father who will never betray, deceive, or hurt me. Life will be different and difficult at times, but I am confident that God will provide for Mama, my brother, and me. Each day will get a little easier and a little less painful to face."